what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us. Thank you for being here every single day. And I want you to know about something that you may have heard some of my colleagues talking about. Mike Gallagher mentioning it yesterday or earlier today. Mr. Piscopo will be talking about it probably tomorrow. But it's something that we're excited about, and I want you to check it out as well. There is a new movie that is coming to theaters October 3rd, 4th, and 5th called Mully. M-U-L-L-Y, and it tells the story of a guy who went from being an orphan to literally one of the wealthiest men in the world. He happened to live on the African continent, and he happened to decide to grow the world's largest family. It's an incredible biography about this guy, and Focus on the Family, which is headed by Jim Daly, has partnered in the production of this film. If you buy a ticket online, by the way, they're going to donate $15 in your name to the Global Orphan Care Fund, and that's going to help take care of orphans both in the United States and at Mully Children's Family. That's the organization he started in Africa. He's raised more than 12,000 abandoned and destitute kids. 12,000. You think your dinner table's full. But that's the story of this guy, and it's coming to theaters October 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and you can get your tickets at mullymovie.com, M-U-L-L-Y-M-O-V-I-E, mullymovie.com. Make sure that you check it out. Focus on the Family also helped produce Irreplaceable and The Dropbox, and they are very proud of this film, and they want you to be part of it. And I've seen it. It's an amazing, touching film. You'll have a hard time keeping your eyes dry in the process. Speaking of dry eyes, yesterday, in the flap of all this resist and protest and do this and do that, of which I've written a piece, by the way, How Take a Knee Was Built on a Lie. You can read that at thebingethinker.com. I got a little choked up because I got word before the games started that Mike Tomlin had told the press that he was not going to allow the Pittsburgh Steelers to go out on the field. That he said inside the locker room, look, you guys are going to figure this out, and if you're not united, then we're just going to not go out for the national anthem at all. And as they debated on Saturday afternoon, and it went into a good length of time, they weren't able to come to any clarity on it. But Coach had made it clear to the Pittsburgh Steelers, 100% participation. Nobody does their own thing. But somebody forgot to tell former Army Ranger Alejandro Villanueva that. Because when the national anthem began, the Steelers were in the locker room, except for the 6'9" former Army Ranger who did three tours serving his country. He could not let that Star-Spangled Banner not be saluted, both the flag and the song. And so he stood by himself, lone on his sideline, hand over heart, saluting and giving his love for his country as he had done in uniform. I'm Kevin McCullough.